Field games and water sports. Heather, can you give a summary?
Yep, we hosted the pool tournament and the field games this year. We did not have water games, but because it was losing popularity, but we did have the high dive open, thanks to Scott. And we had a handball contest, which is always popular. We had about 15 people participate in the rulathon, which is about what we typically see. And there was a lot of healthy competition this year, and it was a lot of fun. The field games were great. We had a lot of participation by some older, like, teenagers this year, which I thought really added some energy to the games. And we had the annual tug of war, and the girls won yet again.
Thank you. Water quality. Ben Hansen took over the responsibility for the sampling program, which was a big relief to me. Ben's gone out with Emmett and with the help of Ed Wilmart. I know I went out on one occasion. I don't know who else may have been going out on the sampling. But we continue to participate in the Citizen Statewide Lake Assessment Program, which is a DEC-funded program. We put up a little bit of money, and we provide the volunteers, and the DEC subsidizes the cost of the analyses. I believe there's 8 sampling events over the course of the season. We get the reports usually before year end, and those reports historically have been posted on our website. I think we might be missing last year's, but we'll make an effort to get that up on the site. The quality of the lake remains remarkably clean, as you can tell just walking out to the end of your dock and looking at the water. We still need to be vigilant, though, in terms of protecting the lake. You know, don't use fertilizer on your lawn, things of that nature. And the lake should be around for a good long time. If people have questions of the sampling program and any of the results, please feel free to see me. Ben couldn't make it tonight, but I'm happy to answer any questions people might have. Moving on, we have other committees that aren't well represented, and we've made a plea over the last few years to get more engagement from our memberships. And I'm just going to step down through the committees where we could use some help. One is land use and zoning. We've worked very hard with the town over the last 30 years and ultimately got a lake protection overlay zone on the books. It's a local law, and it imposes standards that apply around the lake and the properties that along the Quad Lake Road and Hanson Road. The committee needs to continue working with the town, needs to monitor activities that are occurring within the lake protection overlay, and that typically necessitates going to town board meetings and planning board meetings as available. And we should mention, if you weren't aware, that Barbara is now a planning board member, replacing a vacancy. Well, it's a long story, but she is now on the planning board. We have a committee of sorts that does event planning, and we've tried over the last few years to introduce some new activities, such as an ice cream social, boat parade, things of that nature. Nothing has really taken hold, and in fact, this year was the first year in many that we didn't have a picnic. Mainly because the attendance was so poor a year ago. I think part of it is we need better representation in the event planning than just this board. And, you know, what kind of events are people looking for and who can help plan for them? If you have any interest in participating in an event planning committee, please see a board member after the meeting. We could use some help on a membership committee. By our bylaws, our membership is limited to property owners around the lake and properties that are within the lake watershed, essentially. But as new people move in, it's important to have an outreach for them. inform them about the duties and the things that the Quaglake Improvement Association does. Basically, like a welcome wagon, you know, this is what we're about, here's how we can help, here are the people that have a particular interest in certain issues. Boating. Mort Levy was key in promoting boat safety, and he's no longer available to us to oversee the boating on the lake. So we really need someone who's willing to be a champion about boat safety. We've seen some things this year that are downright scary, and I'll get into that under new business later, but we've had some very unsafe situations on the lake, and we really need someone not so much to act as a police, you know, to call people out, and we have no enforcement powers as a lake association, but we need someone to be the champion and Mort, he was great. He got the sheriff out here several times to train the, he had classes for the young kids and things of that nature. Anybody that has an interest in promoting boat safety, please see one of the board members tonight. History, years ago we had Jim McGinnis and Helen Crowley put together a nice summary of the history of each property around the lake. That's got to be at least 20 years old, if not older, and woefully in need of updating. It'd be great to kind of get it digitized and make it something that's readily updatable. And then I'd like to stimulate people now that there's things like, Apple Drive and ways to share things. If you've got movies like I was showing from back in the day, let's try to get them all in one place and compile them and make them accessible to our members. Newsletter, it's been pretty much on Barbara. Do you have anything you'd like to say in that regard?
Submissions. People could submit ideas, and I'm not getting any dog or cat pictures this year.
And then I saved the best committee for last, and that's the sewer committee. And it is important because it affects all of us in our pocketbooks. And 5 years ago or so, Jim Bennett and I intercepted an initiative that the town had to basically substantially upgrade the collection system around the lake. And they, by state law and by town policy, it would have been put out to bid like a regular capital improvement project. And Jim and I were able to intercept that. And long story short, the town hired an electrician so that they were able to do all the electrical upgrades with a town employee. And we avoided what would have been a capital improvement project exceeding $1 million by having a 4-year stepped up user fee so that we paid for the upgrade almost real time over a 4-year period rather than retiring bonds over a 25 or 30 year period. So it's important. The town has worked closely with the association. The town board is the sewer district. But they did this for the lake. And they look to us to provide them direction and guidance. So if you have interest in how the sewer district operates and how the charging system works, please see me because I schlep all the way down here from Schenectady, usually like in December or November for sewer district meetings, and it would be great if others were, from the local area could participate in that. All right, enough on committees.